Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Dr. Joe Shippa is a child psychologist and longtime friend of the show. It's Anna and Raven. How do you handle the way you talk to children about the events that happened yesterday?
There's so many images out there. I think that it's really, you know, you must do something, right?
Dr. Joe, what do you think?
Let me say this first, because I was a little taken aback yesterday, obviously, by all of the events. But this is something that happened in real time for me, and it might be helpful to your listeners. When I got to my office, I saw a number of teenagers yesterday. What I was a little surprised about was how shaken up they were. Kids today are exposed to so much more through the media. They seem to follow things in real time on Twitter more than we might imagine, because things come out much quicker. What I was dealing with them was this sense of angst about what was really happening to our country. Now, these are older kids who obviously have been exposed through the curriculum in school to knowing how our government works. They are not ignorant of what's happening over the last few years in terms of the divisions in the country. So their genuine anxiety and concern was really very heightened. I think for older kids, be ready to have the conversation with them about what they're feeling first, some of this is really overwhelming for them. They count on adults to be their protectors and give them safety.
But that's for like the high school kids that are on Twitter.
Right. Dr. Joe, what is that age?
That's that age, and some of this goes down into the middle school as well. You could look at that from age 13 on. But our middle schoolers are very much aware through the curriculum in school how the government works. They talk about how this all works, and they are also, you know, getting them involved. They're civic-minded because that developmentally, that's where they are. Younger kids, not so much. Should you bring them in and have them watch the protests? You know, elementary school kids don't need to see that kind of fighting and violence. Not that I'm trying to say that we protect them from it. They become aware of it through maybe older siblings who are actually watching the media or are, you know, talking about it. They become aware of it because of what we're watching as well, which brings me to the next point, which is we have to watch our reactions around our kids. They pick up their cues from us. They know already what your political leanings are, which is, you know, and this is not a political discussion. This is a psychological discussion. You need to be careful about what you're talking about in terms of what you're supporting. That should not be in the equation. What we should be saying to kids is that violence does not accomplish the change that people may want in a government. That's about us as adults taking responsibility for remaining in the middle, sort of neutral, trying to remember that our first responsibility is to protect our kids and to have them have a sense of safety so that they can go on with their lives.
Dr. Joe, can we do the opposite too? Like if your kids aren't talking to you about it, if they're not bringing it up, can you just play ostrich with your head in the sand? Or is this something that so many of their friends or other peers or whatever will be talking about that you kind of should raise?
You should raise it. If they're not talking about it, one of the easiest ways to talk about it is to say, you know, there's a lot of things happening right now in the world that's been on television and in the media, and you may have heard your friends talking about it in school. They may have brought it up even in classes. I know that you may be hearing some of these things. Is there anything that you would like to talk about? Make the invitation to talk, but don't force them to talk.
All right, Dr. Joe, thank you so much for taking the time this morning. We appreciate it as always.